Man, this is a really nice shirt.
Oh, you like it? It's my DVMPE shirt.
Yeah, I mean, where could a guy like me get a shirt like that?
Just go to DVMPE.com and click on the store link.
That sounds easy. But I bet a nice shirt like that costs like $50 or more.
Where do you buy clothes? Look, there's a wide range of products at the DVMPE store, from shirts to coffee mugs to buttons. They've even got these cool new watches for sale.
It looks to me like I need to get to the DVMPE store today so I can show my support for the best podcast network all around, the DVM Production Empire.
I like to listen to DVMPE podcasts while drinking coffee out of my DVM Production Empire coffee mug.
Maybe the DVMPE will feature my pictures if I'm wearing a shirt like that and send it to them. What's the website again?
DVMPE.com.
The views and opinions expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the DVM Production Empire. That's how you know it's good.
You're listening to the DVM Production Empire.
DVMPE.
Now celebrating 10 years on the air, online, and in your ears.
My God, has it been that long?
Join the millions of subscribers and be a part of the Empire today at www.dvmpe.com.
True Believers, it's David Hickney. We're back, Freak of the Week. So last week's episode was a little different. I think it helped me get through some stuff. What do you think, Elizabeth? Do you think that helped? That helped a little with the therapist?
Seems like it. You seem like you're in a better humor.
I'm kind of coming at the show a little bit differently. I still want to believe in these things, but I'm gonna try to come in more neutral and try to make an actual decision based on the episode. So I'm not going to be, you know, I don't want to be this. I don't want to be basically crushed when sometimes it turns out they're not real, these things.
Sometimes it turns out they're not real.
We've had this discussion. You know that. And I.
You know what? You're making progress. I'm going to be happy that progress is being made.
Yeah.
Can't fix everything overnight, clearly.
No. And I get that, and I still want to believe, and I still think there's a lot of these things are out there. Obviously, I wouldn't have started to get a cryptozoology degree if I didn't think about that. I mean, you have a cryptozoology degree, but you don't believe in any of it, it seems like.
I believe in the possibility of certain things.
Well, like aliens, we've talked about that a few times.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you believe in the possibility of?
I mean, there's so many things. So many places in the Amazon rainforest or in the bottom of the ocean where definitely things could exist
that, right,
that we just haven't discovered yet, most likely in the ocean.
Right. No, like the giant pit snail that lives in the ocean.
Pit snail?
Yeah. It's a snail that smells like an armpit.
Sure. Why not?
Oh, you've never heard of that?
I haven't, actually.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll do an episode on that sometime.
All snails smell like... Do you sniff snails? How do you know what they smell like?
Well, I mean, it's in the bottom of the ocean, so nobody knows for sure, but that's the belief, is that it smells like an armpit. Like a stinky, like, man sweaty armpit. Not like a...
Specifically a man pit.
Well, yeah, because...
Not a woman pit.
No, because generally, and this is an anatomical thing, it's not a gender thing, mm-hmm, necessarily. It's men's armpits tend to smell worse, especially when they've been sweaty and not bathing.
It's because you keep your armpit hair.
Fair enough.
Traps the smell.
So you're saying I should shave my armpits?
I mean, if you want to. Swimmers do.
Interesting. I guess I could try that. Anyway, we're here to talk about something this week. I apologize for the sidetrack on the snails.
Apparently we're... You think that my face wash is a monster?
Not your face wash specifically, but I think it's part of a larger monster, maybe. We're here to talk about the... And like I said, I'm going to decide if I believe in it based on the episode. At the end of the episode, True Believers, I'm going to be like, I think this is real, or I think this is not real. Hopefully, I think it's real. So we're talking about the activated charcoal monster, and with us today is Jet... What was it, Jet?
Jet Michelson.
Jet Michelson. Okay, hi.
Very enthusiastic, Jet.
Jet?
Thank you.
Could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes. I have my doctorate in applied physiology, and I have experienced the horror of the activated charcoal monster.
Okay, so you've experienced it firsthand.
I have.
Okay, so that's an interesting start. Okay. So where is your doctorate from?
Do you want the actual name or?
Yeah.
What school?
Yeah.
It's Phoenix Online.
Phoenix.
University of Phoenix? Okay.
Yes. Okay.
We don't say the University of because Phoenix implies all that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Did you know that?
I didn't realize that. I didn't know.
We've had a few people from the online University of Phoenix. So the Phoenix Online, sorry.
We have.
Not quite as many as callers from Illinois lately, but. We've had a lot of calls from Illinois.
We have.
Thank you, Illinois.
I mean, it's very cold and snowy there right now. I think people are just housebound.
Fair enough. So you said you've had an experience with this activated. Could you maybe explain the activated charcoal monster to us?
Sure, absolutely. So the as we like to call them, the monster.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, he will consume poison. Which is very – or people who are poisonous, which seems to be – hey, there's not very many there are so many poisonous people out there. Mm-hmm. There are just people who give me an example. People who eat avocado toast, poisonous.
They're poisonous?
Absolutely.
Are you speaking metaphorically, like people that are toxic to your lifestyle, or do you think that there are actually venomous people out there?
Good question.
Well, the reason being
is... avocado toast is delicious.
It may be delicious, but those people who eat avocado toast at all expense have a desire, a physiological desire to have avocado, which, as we know, in small quantities is very, very beneficial to the body.
Mm-hmm. But, it's got good oils in it.
But if you eat too much of it, it can poison your system, causing your stool to become oily and your eyes to get a yellow tinge in the right and left side.
It makes you jaundice?
Oily stool.
The monster will absorb the oily stool. That's what he does.
Wow, really? That's interesting. The charcoal monster will absorb oily stool.
Yes, and people with waxed mustaches, the monster is attracted and will cling onto the mustache in a way that is binding. It's like a compound. It's like a chemical compound stuck on the mustache and it will literally devour the wax and pull the hairs one by one out of the face because it's so angered by the sheer douchiness of the waxing.
Sounds
like activated charcoal monster. It just has something against hipsters. Which I can kind of agree with.
But. Hipster is kind of a derogatory term for young people who act like assholes.
I feel like that what you said was more derogatory than just hipster.
I mean,
but
I guess I don't have a negative feeling towards hipsters. I think, you know, a lot of them try too hard, but I mean, it's not like they're hurting anybody.
No, they hurt everybody. They hurt everybody.
How do they hurt everybody?
Well, because you can't say anything to them without them being totally offended by everything.
Okay.
You cannot.
I get it now.
I guess I've never offended a hipster.
Well, that's because you don't leave the basement.
I mean, I used to leave the basement, and I've left it to get you a cake. And I went to that fringe festival.
There were a lot of hipsters at the Fringe Festival, that's for sure.
Yeah, I didn't.
You wore a mask and didn't talk to any of them.
I mean, I was trying to keep my identity secret, so
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And did you wear fat rimmed glasses without a prescription? Did you do that?
No. Why would I wear glasses without a prescription?
Ask the charcoal monster.
I think it's funny that is trendy now. It's the thing that I did in like the sixth grade.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's to be fashionable.
So like a physical deformity that some of us has to suffer through. Kids are making fun of by wearing glasses without any prescription. What is the deal?
So are you saying that wearing non-prescription eyewear is problematic?
Are you saying it's like cultural appropriation from people that need to wear glasses?
Yes, it is. It's the most racist thing that has come out in the past 10 years. It's so racist.
What?
Yes. I don't think racist is the right word.
Oh yeah, because there is a race of us who have less than perfect vision.
That word, you know what?
Okay.
Whatever.
That's interesting. You did say you've had firsthand experience with the monster. How did that happen?
One night, when I was married mm-hmm. to my wife.
Was? So you're no longer married?
Correct.
Okay. Is this related to that?
I don't know if it's related, but it did happen.
Okay.
So you can make your own assumptions, but I'm just going to tell you the story, okay?
Okay. I'll make assumptions eventually.
Okay. One night, my wife was sleeping. And
as you will.
And I happened to feel the need at that moment for a Starbucks latte. And I turned over.
Like a regular latte, or is there like some sort of like flavor that you wanted?
Raspberry, of course. Everybody likes raspberry.
Wait, what's that? Sounds
he
weird.
He hates hipsters, but he likes Starbucks raspberry lattes.
What? Coffee and raspberry?
Chocolate and raspberry goes well.
Chocolate and raspberry
is good.
Well, that's another one of those hit, you know, silent things you don't have to say. Anyway.
What?
There's like things you don't have to say that go together. Water and oil go together.
They actually don't.
They literally don't mix at all.
Well, do you ever take oil and put it on a salad?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The water that is in the lettuce, right, is 99% lettuce is 99% water. And you add the oil and they go together, don't they?
It kind of just sits on it.
It just coats it.
It's the reason lettuce doesn't get soggy right away when you put the oil on it.
And isn't it wonderful?
Sure.
It depends on the oil, I guess.
A salad.
You know, see, a good garlic wonderful. Olive oil.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
They go together.
Okay.
All right.
I guess.
So anyway, I'm getting up to get the latte, the chocolate raspberry latte.
Oh, there was chocolate. You didn't say there was chocolate in the latte before.
I said it was a given. It was implied.
Oh,
okay?
I'm sorry. I'm very confused about the latte, but we should move on.
Okay.
So keep telling the story.
All right. And I turned over, and there on my wife's face was a charcoal monster.
Wait, what?
Yes.
On her face.
It was eating her face as best I can tell.
Was she giving herself a facial by any chance, like a charcoal face mask? Because I have a couple of those in my bathroom upstairs.
I don't know, but I can tell you this. My name is Jet. So I was fast acting. I jumped on top of the bed. I bounced. She awoken. I grabbed her by the neck.
What?
I licked her face. I did all I could to get the charcoal monster off her. She turned around. She hit me in the head with the lamp. I was rolling on the floor. Blood was coming out of my head. The charcoal monster was even more infuriated. It came after me. It poked me in the eye. I have a scar. My 20/20 vision was now 20/40 vision. I said to her at that moment, I never loved her more than what just had happened. Right then and there.
I miss sex.
What?
That was a big part of it.
That's what he just described.
That was a big part of it. And
you got mad a couple weeks ago when I mentioned even being a sexual being, but you're going to come on the show and talk about missing sex. And you're, I know you don't want to talk about it.
I've been going to therapy with and without you, and expressing my feelings and emotions is something that I'm supposed to be working on.
Okay. So do you want to talk about the elephant in the garage? Or former elephant in the garage?
No, I don't want to talk about the elephant in the garage. We're talking about the activated charcoal monster.
Okay.
And we're talking about rough face-licking, arm-grabbing, hair-pulling love that was happening with Jet.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a very moving experience.
And then your wife left you.
Yes, she did the next day.
Was it because you licked her face?
We never really had that conversation.
She gave you no reason?
She gave me no... I mean, she was a little bit upset with me at that point, but I can't be exactly sure what the reason was.
You didn't ask?
Well, I didn't want to upset her, so I just said, okay.
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 This is a lot to take in. I don't... Like... You think there's a monster. Elizabeth, for some reason, thinks you were having sex. I don't know. It could be either or both, maybe.
Well, what reason could a young woman have to put activated charcoal on her face?
It cleanses the pores.
Here's a question. If it was sex and it was the monster, did you have a threesome with your wife?
Oh...
Was it not consensual? Because that could be a reason for leaving you.
That's a good point, too.
I sincerely never thought of that till this very moment. And I feel like I missed out on a pot of gold. I am so upset right now. I know you can't tell, but I am really upset.
Really?
I could have been having threesomes all the way along.
Yeah, you're right. I can't tell that you're upset. You've been very even-keeled this entire time. It's been amazing, actually. Even, you know, describing the battle with the monster and your wife leaving you, you've been just so...
Xanax.
Oh. That's one of those things they talked about giving me.
Yeah. I kind of wish they had.
Really? I don't know. It sounds like it...
I could borrow some.
Are you sure you don't want to talk about it?
You know what? I'm going to go warm up my coffee.
Okay.
You guys have fun.
We're good for a break. We'll take a break and hear from our sponsors while you warm up your coffee. How about
awesome.
That? We'll be back in a second, True Believers.
I untwisted it a little
bit. Is it all the way in?
Yes.
That's better.
Hello. My name is David. And I am unfucking relatable.
This is so stupid. Why am I here?
Did you guys just fist each other?
I can't believe all the things that you say.
There's actually guys who will nurse off their wives for a sign of intimacy.
You're lucky if you have family or friends.
Well, don't you have to have sex to get pregnant?
By the time that they get to the end.
No one told me about the warm part.
Well, that's weird. I'm going to go away so you can't see up my skirt.
All right, we're back. We got hot coffee for Elizabeth, and
yep.
We're here talking with Jet Michelson.
Seriously, about that Xanax, like, do you...
They didn't give it to me. I told you. Like, they talked about giving it to me. And I was like, no, I'm good.
Ugh. You never think of me.
Do you want me to go find you some Xanax?
Yes.
I'll have Jimmy, the proxy, look on the dark web for Xanax for you.
Awesome.
Elizabeth, I have some.
Excellent.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow. So we've got just a
My weed dealer's out of town, so
we're gonna
I need
have a
something.
Drug deal on the show happen. That's interesting.
Sure, why not? We're under the radar on the dark web.
That is
we can
true.
Talk about it.
That
why
is
not?
True. That is true. It's just...
Just taking advantage of my circumstances.
It feels like the
it's
tides...
part of my therapy.
The tides are turning. I know you're always worried about me, but I do worry about you.
Well, you worry about everything.
Yes, but I mean, you know what I mean. Don't be like, don't dilute it with all
you
the other things.
You won't go to the bathroom without shouting into the toilet bowl, making sure there's no one in there.
There might be nargles in the bowl.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't even know.
Why are you laughing at that? It's a safety concern.
Because you're ridiculous and because I'm relatively calm right now. I'm letting go.
But I'm just saying that I know you're going through stuff and I know it's tough. And, you know, even though it's different than what happened with me and Sheila because she was kidnapped.
She was not kidnapped. She left you.
Potato, potato. But I just want to make sure that you're okay.
I'm here, aren't I? I'm awake. I'm dressed. I'm showered.
Fair enough. But at the same time, 3 months ago, when there was shit all over my walls, I was still here. I was awake.
You weren't dressed and you weren't showered and there was shit all over your walls.
And I wasn't okay.
Do you have fecal incontinence?
No.
No, he just keeps his feces for some reason. Well, and not just his.
I did. I am no longer keeping poops, as you can see.
You still have your collection of...
I still think they may turn into geodes.
At least you got rid of half of them.
And those are, you know, so burnished. It's
you
not like they
got,
smell.
You still got, quote, the exotic ones.
Right. Like, anytime I ate, you know, something interesting. Like when you cooked, Ethiopian that one night.
Oh, God.
Try paprika.
Do you use paprika?
Occasionally, yeah, I do.
Nice. Nice.
You know that.
We're going to take a call. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm Autumn.
Hi.
Hey, Autumn.
Autumn with two N's.
With two N's.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Autumn Riversong.
Riversong.
Yeah,
it's
with
a lovely name.
It is a nice name.
Are you American Indian?
No, I'm not First Nation or American Native.
If Native American, yeah. I'm not sure.
No,
proper.
I think First Nation or American Indian is actually acceptable now, I think.
Are you optically challenged?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you're my people? You're my people?
Yeah, I'm one of yours, man. So I'm from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn?
Ohio.
Okay, Brooklyn, Ohio.
Yeah.
Nice Midwest town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm part of an Indie Americana Didgeridoo Collective.
A what?
An Indie Americana Didgeridoo Collective.
Indie Americana Didgeridoo.
Didgeridoo.
Yeah. Right. Our name is David Humes Proboscis.
Okay.
Yeah, we got a 3-inch vinyl single coming out on Flaccid Capitalist Records.
Flaccid Capitalist.
A lot of words.
Records. Okay.
Yeah.
Three-inch vinyl?
Yeah, it's the new thing, man. Three-inch vinyl single.
This sounds like the epitome of a hipster. Are you going to be okay having this conversation? Given your
is there avocado toast involved in this conversation at any point?
They might be serving some avocado toast at our show on Friday. We're playing at the Snoggin' Squeal off of Exit 17.
What's it, Snoggin' Squeal?
Yeah, you know it's a coffee house eclective improvisational workhouse. We're putting on a show there Friday night.
Sounds like a place to make out and eat bacon.
Let me ask you a question.
I can see that Snoggin Squeal, yeah.
Literarily speaking, what would be like one of your favorite authors?
One of my favorite authors? That would either be Yoko Ono or the guy who writes.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but at this point, I feel like the charcoal monster is on his way to eat your face.
Well, you haven't even brought up the monster yet. You were calling him for something.
Yeah, that's the thing, man, is that I believe I've already been attacked by the monster.
Okay.
Yeah, because my stools, they're like extra oily. I mean, I checked it again.
But I thought the monster absorbed
the oil. Yeah, from the avocados.
Well, that's why he's attracted to him.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Right, because it's like I've been having periods where they've been like dry.
Periods? Are you a androgynous person?
I don't identify as a different gender.
Okay.
I don't think he meant periods as in menstruation.
I get it.
No, I mean, it's like sometimes my stools are like, they're like not oily enough. Sometimes they're extra oily. I mean, I check it against like, you know, the oil viscosity chart, which I got down at the Napa Auto Supply Store.
Because 0W20 is probably where you want to be.
You don't, we're not talking about actually consuming motor oil, are we?
No, we're
not. Oh, man.
Because if we are, that would put me towards the fake side of this thing.
This conversation is why I need Xanax.
This is very strange.
You know, we're going to be serving Xanax cocktails down at our show on
Xanax
Friday.
Xanax cocktails?
Amazing.
I would partake.
Vodka and Xanax. Amazing combination.
Yeah. I'm a mezcal gal, but, you know.
I like
scotch.
Yes, you do.
Hey, man, scotch is the drink of the patriarchy.
Very pretentious. I feel like the monster wants to ingest your bowels right now.
My balls or bowels?
Bowels.
Oh, okay.
That makes more sense. Well, I thought this just took a weird turn.
We have a bowel ingestion segment in the show. But,
what?
You know, that's this invite is very confusing. Only. Invite only.
Are you sure it's just not like a dietary thing? Like, you just need more, like, fiber?
Well, that's the thing, is that, you know, fiber is really the tool of the patriarchy that tries to keep us down. And, you know, we're not into that kind of scene.
So you don't consume any fiber?
No. I mean, it's strictly like, it's strictly organic meats and lards. And
I mean, I like meats and lards.
Occasionally pencil shavings.
That I don't like.
Your toast is it? I'm injecting here. I don't mean it. But okay. Do you make your toast out of tofu?
Yeah, we call it toast foo.
Toast foo? That sounds awful.
Yeah. It kind of does, actually.
Oh.
I don't know. You know, really seriously, it's the thing that keeps us all regular. So it's like...
Yeah, you should maybe eat some kale or like some sort of roughage.
Kale.
I feel like the monster will once again be eating your face because kale is like...
But it's also a great source of fiber and iron.
Yeah, but it tastes like ass.
I like kale.
I like kale too.
Yeah. Guys, kale is like so January 12th, 2019. It is so like...
It's not that far back.
Oh, well, I can't believe you said
it. It's like a month or so ago.
Yeah, just a couple months. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Autumn.
Okay, man. You haven't really answered any of my questions.
Well, no. We talked about like maybe diet is the issue.
Hey, Autumn. Four eyes forever, bro.
Yeah. Okay. See you at the Snog and Squeal, man.
Snog and Squeal. Elizabeth, I want to say this.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want you to gloat because I know you are apt to. Just from the first caller, I'm leaning towards this not being a real thing.
Oh, you mean when you actually went upstairs to use my bathroom and saw my face wash and decided to base an episode on a monster out of it?
What do you think? I just found somebody that was like, I'll talk about activated charcoal?
Yes.
You think I went out and found somebody and told them that this is what I wanted to talk about?
I think you put something out in some of the weird forums that you're on, and it doesn't matter what you suggest, someone will tell you they're an expert on it.
Also, you're almost out of face wash.
Shit's expensive, David.
All right. We've got another caller on the line. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Hey, caller, what's up?
Hi, my name is Kim Delaney.
Hi,
hey, Kim.
And I'm from Pensacola, Florida.
Pensacola, Florida. Okay. Yeah. In the panhandle.
Yes. And I have an experience with the charcoal monster.
Oh, okay.
At one point in my life, I was into colonics and I wanted to find an alternate way of cleansing myself, and I went outside and I got some briquettes, charcoal briquettes, and I smashed them with a small hammer.
Okay.
And I ingested them.
You ate them?
No, I drank them.
Okay.
Do you ever chew charcoal? It gets in your teeth. It's horrible.
I'm sure it would.
It's just not something you want to do. Although your breath smells really good after that.
Okay.
In case you're...
Was it matchlight charcoal?
Matchlight is...
I feel like that probably has a lot of chemicals in it,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I mean...
And it's not activated.
It's just charcoal.
Air quotes, and it's not activated.
Right. But when you smash it with a hammer, you activate it.
That's how you activate charcoal?
I did not know that.
That's how you activate it. Okay. That's interesting.
So, I ingested it, and it did exit my body.
I mean, most things you consume do eventually.
In an explosive way.
Well, it's charcoal, and it sounds like it was matchlight charcoal.
It was, and it was very cleansing. It was a holy experience.
Okay.
I have a small following of church people.
Uh-huh.
We've created a cult-like, I shouldn't say cult because that's a derogatory word. I should say we follow the activated charcoal monster.
It's part of your faith.
It's part of our faith. And we have services regularly, as we are regular because we are activating charcoal and drinking it on a regular basis. And we have our meeting on Sundays, and there is now 7 of us.
Seven. Elizabeth, what do you think about this?
I think that probably you shouldn't be eating
matchlight.
Grill charcoal.
Especially matchlight. I mean, it's got like lighter fluid in it.
Yeah, I think that's probably actually terrible for you
in general. You're being judgmental, Elizabeth.
No, I'm trying to actually help you.
I have excellent breath and my stool smells fantastic.
Do you have any ulcers? I feel like it would eat at your stomach
lining.
How
are your teeth?
How possibly? It goes straight through. There is no stopping. Everything connects to it and whoosh right out.
Whoosh.
I just want to reiterate, in case it was unclear, that activated charcoal is not the same thing as charcoal briquettes.
Yeah, they're different.
These probably aren't things that you should be just munching on.
I don't think you're listening, Elizabeth. Of course it's not just eating a briquette. You have to smash
it with a hammer.
But smashing it doesn't change its chemical structure. It just changes its physical structure.
That's actually well put, yes.
Yeah. I have 3 PhDs.
Yes, you do.
Physiologically speaking, that's exactly the idea.
All right. Well, thank you, Kim. That was very nice of you to call in. Jet, you didn't really talk to Kim at all, but what do you think about this story?
A lot of credence there. I could see where what she's saying, and I could feel where people would feel, you know, drawn to her religion because once the charcoal monster is released in your life, it consumes you and you desire it at all points.
Okay. I gotta say, once again, after this call, I'm still leaning towards the not real side.
Good.
I'd like to believe in it. Maybe we'll get some callers that actually believe in it. We've got another caller. Caller, what is your name? Where are you from?
Hi, folks. I'm Michael Mike Smith. Michael Mike. You can just call me Mike.
Okay.
Michael sure.
Mike. Mike.
I'm from Dayton, Colorado.
Dayton, Colorado. Okay.
Yeah. And I was wondering, I was hoping to speak to your expert a little bit about this.
Okay.
I was wondering if it is possible to catch the activated charcoal monster and deploy them for our own use. See, I work for Monsanto.
Ooh.
And we have a project which we are working on currently.
Ew.
They are symbiotes. So once they attach themselves to a host is the proper word. Mm-hmm. Once they attach themselves to the host, you can try to interact with them, but in my experience, you will get hit with large blunt objects, i.e. lamp or any kind of alarm clock you might get struck with. You could get struck with a toilet brush. There's all kinds of inanimate objects you can get.
If you're going after inanimate one of these, You'd want to have some kind of protection against household implements, household objects.
Why would a toilet brush hurt you?
Do you want to get hit with a toilet brush?
No, but it's
you
not going to cause you.
For.
I know, but it's not going to cause you physical injury. I don't think.
It could if you have a cut when you get hit with it.
Oh yeah, like you get an infection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? There's like little pointy bristles, and they stick in your face. It's almost like a porcupine has attacked you, and it's stuck in your face. And then you're running around screaming, trying to pull it out. And as you pull it out, the blood starts to pour down your face, and you cry a little. And then you
Are you sure you just don't have like an abusive ex-wife?
Toilet brushes are different than my toilet brushes.
Like, how many times have you been hit in the head by your ex-wife?
What are you doing to her that she keeps wanting to hit you?
That's also a good question.
Because you licked her face while she was asleep.
Once. And you had your hands around her throat too.
That can be fun or terrifying. Depending
especially if you're not expecting it. Yeah.
I'm sorry, this is not helping me in any of my.
Well, you work for Monsanto, so I don't really give a shit.
So,
I'm sorry you feel that way, sir. You know, I'm just trying to call and do a little bit of research here. We found that, surprisingly, that hipsters, as you call them, make fantastic mulch. They make an amazing high-quality mulch.
Are we having, like, a Soylent mulch situation over here?
I want to clarify, Mr. Smith.
Yes, sir, ma'am.
Are you saying that hipsters create a great mulch, or mulch is good made from hipsters?
That's a good question.
Those are two different things.
Very good question.
That's an excellent question, ma'am. I would have to say it's the latter.
Okay,
found that there's something inherent in the hipster lifestyle that infuses them with just the right blends of nitrogen-based chemicals, which allows them to be a premium quality mulch.
They're generally healthy eaters for the most part.
We haven't quite cracked the code exactly what it is. Maybe it's something related to the mustache wax, or maybe it's something that you find in a fedora, which would normally
felt
ground up, produces the exact kind of a treatment perfect for vegetable gardens, lawns, pet cemeteries, you name it.
Pet cemeteries?
Okay.
I wasn't supposed to talk about that. Okay, never mind. Anyway, what I'm saying is that if we could capture and deploy some of these activated charcoal monsters and start our hipster farm, so to speak, we could really corner the market on just some premium grade A mulch that I think the United States farmer would be clamoring for.
Okay, so, David?
Yeah?
Every week,
yeah,
we do this ridiculous show.
I mean, I don't call it ridiculous,
but monsters that don't exist at all.
Some of them exist.
Conspiracy theories that are absolutely insane.
And that's a big word.
I just want to point out, right now, you have someone on the phone talking about, from Monsanto, about making fertilizer out of people, and you're going to let this person go
not
talk to him again.
Here's the thing. I am going to hang up on him in a second. The reason I let it go is because this proves a point that I've been talking about for years, which is corporations are evil.
I don't disagree with that.
Let me chime in here, because he is getting rid of those people who are optically not challenged, who are making fun of those of us with the God-given imperfections of less than perfect vision.
True believers, I'm going to say this right now, and you know this about me. Freak of the Week and myself have never condoned the killing of normal human beings, even if they are hipsters.
Sir, I would just like, as a counter-argument, I just would like to put forward our corporate slogan, Monsanto, we know where you live.
And that's the end of that call. He better not know where I live, because that would be very bad. True believers, I had to burn down my trailer one time, because the government knew where I was.
Had to. Yeah.
And this is not my own place, so I would not want to do that.
Yeah, do not do that.
I'm saying I don't want to do that.
That doesn't mean you won't. Do not do that.
Listeners, this caller didn't really sway me more one direction or the other, mostly because he didn't really know anything about the monster. He just wanted it to wood chipper hipsters for some reason. Which
very
is
disturbing
very,
individual.
Very
I really wish
up.
We could trace these calls.
Yeah, I understand that, but I also, you know, the part of me that doesn't believe that we should be tracking people, government, corporate,
otherwise. Yeah, but there
are
some people that need to be tracked, David.
It's a hard line, because, you know, to say I don't think people should be tracked, but then to think some people do, it's hard for me. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back after a couple words from our sponsors.
Yeah.
We've been getting all kinds of fantastic reactions for the all-new, all-original sketch comedy podcast, Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden.
What?
Ew. Say what now?
Fabulous.
New episodes drop the fourth Monday of every month, and the hilarious original mix of music and comedy is designed to scrub out your ears. In a good way.
It's the worst possible scenario.
I must have it.
Here on the DVMPE.
All right, we're back, True Believers. Thank you for listening to those words from our sponsors. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the activated charcoal monster with Jet Michaelson and obviously Elizabeth Marin.
Obviously.
Well, obviously because you're here every
yes,
week. Because
I'm
you're our,
always here.
Well, you're our counterpoint, and I want you to be in the show. And I think...
Elizabeth, you totally remind me of my ex-wife. I just want to throw that out there.
Should I hit you with a lamp?
Did he? Oh, is that coming
it would
on?
Not
are
be
you coming
unwelcome.
On to her?
I mean, I'm just saying. What can I get?
I'm not sure if I should be insulted or complimented right now.
Or
I really don't know.
I feel like both.
It's up to you. Make a choice.
I'll take it as a compliment, Jet. You're probably the least weird person we've had on the show.
Really? You think so?
One of the least weird, yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I'm not sure what I think of Jet yet. I haven't really...
I didn't say he wasn't weird.
Yeah,
I said
you know,
one of the
I
least weird we've had on
your
show
for free.
No, I know, and I appreciate that.
That's
it just...
Well, you don't know what you think of me? That's
I'm trying to be more... what's
sane?
The word? Not sane. You really like to use that word. Not sane. I mean, I'm already sane, I think.
How about a little bit, I don't know, courteous to your guests?
Oh, I guess open-minded. I
mean,
don't
you get
want
a chair.
To...
It took me, six episodes to get a chair? And then it was a green beanbag chair.
Well, we were in a trailer. Chairs are hard to come by in a trailer.
You just bring them into the trailer.
But they have to be swept for bugs and for trackers and things like that. That takes time. Get a background check on the chair.
And this is why you are more mentally healthy now than you were then, because think about what you're saying.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, the bugs and the trackers, yeah. I guess the background check is for a chair is kind of a little weird.
Yeah, you think?
Maybe a little, yeah.
A little?
But still, the bugs and the trackers, you got to make sure they're not on there. Especially a beanbag chair. Think about all those little things in there. Any of them could have been a bug.
Any of them definitely could have been a bug.
Any little foam piece could be a bug.
Mm-hmm.
Got to be aware of that.
Of course.
All right, True Believers, we're going to take another caller. Caller, what is your name? Where are you from?
Hey, my name is Cynthia, and I'm...
Cynthia?
Where am I? I don't know where I am, but, I was totes attacked by an activated charcoal monster, 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so, Cynthia, where were you at? Where
no,
you got it?
Cynthia.
Oh, I thought you said Cynthia.
No, I
thought it was like a Greek name.
Do I sound Greek to you?
No, you sound, like you.
Warning.
Why are you yelling at me?
Yeah, what's up with that?
It's my ex-wife on the phone, dude.
I don't know who this dude is. My name's Cynthia.
Okay, wait.
I was
were you
totally
married?
Attacked to an activated charcoal monster.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, I have an drinking problem. And so I was just out with my friends and we were having a great time.
Okay.
And after my 33rd shot, I just remember passing out, which is weird to remember passing out, but I very vividly remember the room getting dark and floor getting super close to my face. And the next thing I knew, I woke up in the hospital with a tube down my throat because the activated charcoal was attacking me. It was in my mouth. It was on my face. It made me puke, all over the place. And then I was, sober, and it was such a bummer.
I made a mistake. This is not my ex.
Oh, I was going to ask if you were
right,
divorced.
Dude? I mean, I could be your next wife. How old are you and shit?
So, I'm of the age of consent.
That is perfect.
Can we get back to, so you had a tube in your throat.
Yeah, like the activated charcoal was all like, I'm gonna get in your stomach, ho, and I was like, ugh. It was awful.
I
think I was assaulted by the charcoal monster. I should report it.
It sounds like, were you in a hospital?
Yeah, that's where they get you. And not only did I get assaulted by a monster, but then I got a bill for like $5,000.
Okay, yeah.
Apparently,
yeah.
If you ride in one of those cars with the lights on top, it costs a lot of money.
Yeah, an ambulance.
You should have just taken an Uber. My friend's
stuck.
Oh
my goodness, I feel like Elizabeth right now. I gotta say, it sounds like you got alcohol poisoning.
And they
gave you a charcoal flush.
Doing 32 shots makes you poisonous.
What were the shots of?
The charcoal monster is attracted to poison. And if you had that amount of alcohol in your system, the monster would attack.
Right,
it was like top shelf shit, though. It wasn't poison.
Any alcohol beverage in a extreme amount, 32 ounces of any alcohol would be poisonous to an average human being.
Not unless you're a bitch,
okay.
Which I totally am not.
But I think my point is if you had alcohol poisoning and they took you to the hospital, they would give you a charcoal flush. How do I know this is not just a regular charcoal flush and the actual monster? I want it to be the monster. I just don't know how you can tell the difference between the normal charcoal flush and an attack from the charcoal monster.
Are you sure it wasn't a religious experience?
Yo, it's like monstrous.
We did have a religion that was. Are you a religious person?
I am.
The caller, not you. Oh. The caller.
Oh, okay.
Jeez, dude, we're trying to have a convo over here. What's your problem?
I mean, I'm a host of a show. I'm just trying to figure this stuff out.
All right, so, I like to, sometimes scream God's name, but I don't really call myself religious.
What does that mean? Wait, what does that mean, you like to scream God's name?
What, are you dead?
I mean, are you the only one who's not getting it? We all get it.
I don't get it. What are you talking about?
Are you obtuse?
Hey,
you called him a triangle. That's great.
Don't be a dick. And it could be just an angle, not just a triangle. And
a triangle is all angles, man.
No, but an obtuse could be referring to a triangle or just an angle. I'm just saying. And actually, you can't have an obtuse triangle because an obtuse angle is more than 90 degrees.
Dude.
And if you have, I guess you could, but still, you would, yeah, never mind.
Have you ever watched The Shawshank Redemption?
Yeah, no, what's that? Movie's great.
It's a movie? No, I haven't seen a movie after 1965.
And the warden was called obtuse, and then he put the guy in a hole for 3 months.
Okay, anyway, you didn't answer my question.
Who are you talking to?
You, Sylvia.
What do you want?
What do you mean
yelling
about God?
Yelling his name, yo.
How so? Why were you yelling his name?
It's called an orgasm.
Oh.
Yeah, oh, there you go.
Oh, I didn't know.
right? Oh God.
All right, well, thank you, Sylvia. That was a very confusing call. Elizabeth, you didn't really say anything about Sylvia there.
Well, I was a little bit worried about Sylvia.
I mean,
Sylvia might have a drinking problem.
I felt like I was saying things that you would have been saying, but you weren't saying them.
You know what, David?
Yeah.
When I talk, you tell me to shut up.
You to shut up.
When I don't talk, you tell me that I don't talk enough.
I've never told you to shut up.
Maybe not in those exact words, but listen to all of season one.
Season one is in the past. We are in the present.
Whatever.
So, yeah, but what do you think about Sylvia?
What do I think about Sylvia? I think Sylvia should probably get herself to some AA meetings.
Okay.
Sounds like she might be taking, living a little bit to the extreme.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, it sounds like she probably had her stomach pumped.
Did you get the yelling God's name thing? Because I didn't get that at first.
I did get that.
Okay.
But I didn't want to startle you by explaining it to you.
All right.
Also, it's weird. I'm your sister. I don't really want to talk about those things with you.
I mean, you were talking about him to Jet earlier.
Yeah, talking to Jet.
But I'm in the room. We're having a conversation with all three of us.
Yeah, but you have a tendency to not pay attention to me when I'm not looking directly at you.
She got you there, dude.
Yeah, I did.
What's your point?
The light is blinking again.
All right. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
My name's Jimmy Ray Melange.
Hey, Jimmy Ray.
Jimmy Ray Melange.
I'm from DuPont, West Virginia.
DuPont, West Virginia.
Yes, sir. I just want to say I've been working in a coal mine.
In the coal mine, going down, down, down. Sorry, I couldn't
help it. Very popular song.
Hopefully we don't get sued for singing that song.
I think I stopped
in
short
time.
Enough, yeah.
Hopefully.
So I've been working in a coal mine for, let's see, I'm 24. I've been working in coal mines in 22 years. Working in coal mine 22 years.
That math means that you started when you were 2?
No, I just said I'm 24.
And you said 22 years.
22 years.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I was actually 2.5. I mean.
Oh, okay.
That makes it so much better.
You're going on the wrong side here. So my daddy, he ran out of canaries at first, and then
That's usually a bad sign in a coal mine.
From the age of about 2.5 up until I was actually able to carry coal, which was around 10. I worked as a canary-esque kind of a person there. I was a tester. I would go in early in the morning, and if I came back out, they would resume mining. And if I stayed in there for a prolonged period of time, like 3 or 4 days, which happened on occasion, they did not mine that day.
That 3 or 4 days or just the end day?
Well, I don't remember because I was unconscious during that time, so I can't really.
So they just let you go into the coal mine as a child?
I was testing if it was safe for the other large people to work because I was a young person. I was, you know, when I fell only a small distance and I fell into the oxygen, whereas larger people, when they fall, there's a good chance they might not get into the oxygen in there, you know. You understand? There's a lot of science there.
And this is why coal mining should be illegal. Well, one of the many reasons, actually. Okay, but
why are you calling in about the activated charcoal monster, is my question.
Because where the hell you think he came from?
So have you seen this monster?
Hell yeah, I've seen it a million times. Every time I fell asleep, that son of a bitch was in my dreams. He'd be right there.
In your dreams?
A dreamlike state because I've been unconscious on the floor.
In a hallucinogenic state.
Well, that's what happens when you have a lack of oxygen and coal
but
dust.
You've never seen it as, like, a fully conscious person.
Listen, you're a pretentious, dirty, rotten son of... I'm letting it out my heart to you. I called into your fucking podcast.
Wow.
Yeah, and you're making fun of me?
I'm not making fun of you.
It's fun. It's fun you're making of me.
Sir, do you think that it's a just wild speculation here? Do you think that it's at all possible that the charcoal monster is a childhood trauma-induced nightmare? From when you were forced to go into the coal mines by yourself and spend days
potato,
in there?
Potato.
Reality
is perception, and I perceive the charcoal monster done get me at least 100 times as a child, and as an adult, every time I try to have sex with my wife, that son of a bitch comes back.
What the hell is up with this monster and sex?
I have no idea. I can't formulate
an
explanation.
If you ever have the opportunity to lick a woman's face, choke her a little bit, and then get whacked in the head with a lamp, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay, now this is getting really uncanny. All right, thank you so much, caller. Thanks for calling, I think.
I'm a little bit worried about him. I think he probably needs some therapy. I think most of our callers need some therapy, but...
I feel like a lot of people are having sex where they're getting hit in the head with a lamp.
It's like the in thing now.
Lamping?
Yeah, you haven't read about it on the internet?
No, I don't go on the – Jimmy goes on the internet for me. You know
well,
that.
Well, have Jimmy pull some articles for you. It's like the new hot thing.
Lamping.
Yeah.
It doesn't – I mean, I like a little pain, but I think getting hit in the head would be
it's
a little
too
much.
It's much better than avocado toast.
I guess. I like avocados.
Yeah, handcuffs are out. Lamping is in.
See, I like handcuffs. I even like you know, riding crops and stuff. Like, but getting hit and concussed.
And how you can tell if you're with a quality partner.
Quality?
Where they buy the lamp from. Because if you get hit in the head with an IKEA lamp, not really a good deal. If you get hit in the head with like a
Pier 1 lamp?
A Pier 1 or Macy's, wow, they really like you.
What about like a Crate and Barrel?
You're right up there with the Macy's, I think.
Okay. Interesting. We've got a caller, I think. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Yeah, hi, my name is Lucien Frog.
Lucien Frog.
Lucien.
Yeah. I'm from Tallahassee, Illinois.
Can we call you Lucy?
Oh, there's an Illinois. Of course.
Can we call you Lucy? Is that okay?
No, you may not.
What about CN?
That's fine.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm from the Tallahassee Rent-A-Center.
Okay.
I'm working for Jet Michelson.
Oh, Jet, this is for you. Okay.
Go right ahead.
Yeah. Mr. Michelson, you need to pay for the broken household items, including lamps, toilet brushes, alarm clocks that you and your wife rented from our Rent-A-Center and brought back completely broken.
That was in our contract. The contract had clearly stated to us that they were to be used as we saw fit, and we saw fit to hit each other with them.
Sir, that contract which you speak of was a piece of brown paper bag which you had ripped up and written on crayon on and signed your own name to it and gave it to us. We do not agree to any such contracts. We expect the items to be returned to us in the state in which they left our facility.
Totally binding in court.
I know that it is not at all.
I don't... So you took your stuff back to a Rent-A-Center broken with a note that you made yourself?
Yes.
And you're from Illinois?
Yes.
Sir, who is going to be responsible for the recompense for these items?
That would be Jet.
Or his wife.
Or his wife.
I feel like my ex-wife really wants to pay.
Sir, we do not care. We know that you are legally responsible. So you have 24 hours to deliver payment to our facility.
That's going to be tough. You got a long way to go to get back to Illinois.
I don't have wings, sir. So I obviously won't be there within 24 hours, but
he came here on a bicycle.
Can we work out a payment plan?
I suppose the Tallahassee Rent-A-Center is a subsidiary of the Monsanto Corporation.
Oh, that's it. End of that call. No more Monsanto. True believers, this is the part of the show that's new where I come to my decision on whether I believe a thing is real or not. After weighing all of the phone calls, including the weird Monsanto ones, and listening to Jet.
Basically, how you pronounce it Monsanto? I always pronounce it Monsanto.
Potato, potato.
That seems to be a theme.
Anyway, after listening to the Jet talk about basically just fucking his wife. I mean, that's pretty much all he talked about the whole time.
You've taken a beautiful act and turned it into something dirty, sir.
I'm okay with dirty acts. I don't know. What's the issue?
There's
something beautiful about being
dirty.
There
was love in the air. There was love.
That doesn't mean you can't fuck.
You don't hit a person in the head with a lamp and then fuck them.
No, usually you fuck them while they hit you in the head with the lamp, right? That's what it sounded like, at least.
Well, that's the fun part.
Well, so why are you arguing with me then?
I'm going to leave you too long.
Well, no, we're almost
done.
And
go upstairs.
Elizabeth, we're almost done. I'm going to make the decision on whether I believe in this thing or not. I'm weighing everything in my head, thinking about it, and I've decided that this one, I can't believe in it. I want to, but everything was about sex or being way too drunk and getting poisoned, or corporations mulching people, or the fact that you don't pay the Rent-A-Center for the broken stuff. Nothing.
It costs like $3 to rent stuff from Rent-A-Center, too.
I know.
Like,
nothing that anyone said even made me close to believing. I really wanted to believe this thing. I really did.
You ruined my life.
Elizabeth, I think I'm on your side on this one. Please go back to the store and get more of the face wash. I really liked it.
You gotta pay me for it. Well, then you don't get more.
I liked it, though. It was nice. It made me feel fresh-faced, which is cool. True Believers, thank you so much for listening to this episode. We will be back next week. Freak of the Week was created by me, David Hickney. Apparently, Elizabeth Marin is a character played by Amanda Davila? Right. Next, you're going to tell me that I am played by an actor, too. Right. The experts and callers are performed by a cast of actors? What in the wild, wild west is going on here? I don't know who Anthony Calero and Alan Morgan are, but there's going to be some teeth pulling involved. And now they want me to plug their other podcasts? There's no way I'm going to tell you about Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden and Surreal. The Freak of the Week theme was created by David Vox Mullen. Artwork by Nick Mataragas. Freak of the Week was produced by Nick Mataragas and David Vox Mullen. Produced. Freak of the Week is a Memoriam Development production distributed by the DVMPE. Evkaristo yeya.
Memoriam Development.
Got an idea for a podcast but don't know where to start? You're not alone. There are literally thousands of people out there with great podcast ideas for either their businesses or simply for entertainment, but they don't know the first thing about podcasting. The DVM Production Empire has been successfully producing high-quality podcasts since 2009 and has received millions of downloads. Yes, millions. And now the DVMPE has decided to pull back the curtain and offer their podcast production services to the rest of the world. Unlike some other podcast companies, our team will work with you from the creation of your podcast idea all the way to getting it released to the marketplace. We work with you in three different phases. The development phase, which includes getting your ideas to a workable action plan, the creation of your RSS feed, and if you don't have your own artwork already, we can help you with that too. Next is the hosting phase, which includes a safe place to launch and house your podcast episodes. And of course, the distribution phase, where we deliver your content to major podcast markets like iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Player FM, Podomatic, and many more. We'll do all of this for just $10 a month plus a one-time setup fee. So what are you waiting for? Call or email us for a free consultation today.